This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hi, ma'am.
Hello, Snare, and the listeners. Hi, everyone.
Yo, how are you?
I'm good. I must say, your energy, I'm channeling your energy, Snare, because you are.
Okay.
Like,
I have to be here. I need to make sure you feel welcome. You good?
I am so welcomed. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do here. And we do. I mean, I saw you jamming a little to the song. Love. I'm like, yes. Yes, this is the energy that we need here.
I will neither deny nor confirm that.
Okay, I guess it was for my eyes only. But more than anything, I did say, guys, we're going to be talking about adherence to antibiotics. But probably before we get there, Guti, we need to adhere to our antibiotics. There's a person probably or corner who doesn't actually know, Guti. When we're talking about antibiotics, what are we talking about?
Okay, cool. So I think we will start there. So basically, antibiotics are medication that you normally get when you are sick with a bacterial infection, right?
Okay.
And I'll just explain in simple ways how they work. Maybe I should use an analogy that everyone will explain. So imagine ukuthi mawugula umzimba wakho is under attack, literally, from whatever it is that's making you sick, right? So your body soldiers, I'll call them soldiers, your immune system is already fighting. But kenze ukuthi mhlambe your immune system needs a bit of help, a bit of a boost.
Okay.
And then that's where antibiotics come in, yamanje. So ama antibiotics are going to come as a support to your other soldiers, which is your immune system. Mm-hmm. And basically the plan here is to fight off a bacteria, the one that's causing your disease.
Your body to get sick.
So the whole point is basically your body and the antibiotics working together versus the bacteria, who is going to win in the end. And mind you, if we are not doing things like adherence and all of that, your body might lose, or a pathogen gained, the bacteria might win.
Okay. Yeah. Now I get it. I mean, are you with the antibiotics? Yeah, I did you guys. So probably now we get into it, Guti. Why now? I mean, you did give us a glimpse of Guti, why we need to adhere, because they need to fight. Let's be dwelling into more Guti. Why now? We medicine just what does it actually mean to adhere to antibiotics, and why does it matter?
Cool. So, again, just going with the analogy of a war or a battlefield, right?
Yes.
Imagine, mind you, Guti, the antibiotics have come in as extra soldiers, and then maybe they fight for like a day or two in the battle, and then they retreat. The war is still going on, but then the soldiers have now retreated. But Lelipanzo goes, oh no, it's fine, we're feeling better. So most of us do that. We would see masasolama antibiotic from the healthcare professional, usually a doctor.
Yes.
Because they have to be prescribed antibiotic. Doctors would say, okay, Snare, you need to take your antibiotics 3 times a day for 5 days, right?
Yeah.
And then after a day or two, you're feeling better. And you're like, actually, man, I'm fine, right?
I don't need this anymore.
The problem with that is, Uti, the bacteria that we are fighting or we're trying to fight might still be surviving. And not only that, right? During the wartime or during the time you were taking antibiotic, the bacteria was viewing, okay, so this is the mechanisms.
Okay.
So it's able to take that and then use it against you. So if you stop taking your antibiotics before iskhathi, it can lead ukuthi manje the pathogen that you are trying to fight iba stronger. Because mind you, is what, okay, so this particular antibiotic attacks like this. This is how I'm going to protect myself. And then as a result of that, we can have what we call resistance.
Okay.
Where basically next time you take the same antibiotic, that pathogen won't die, or that bacteria, because it'll be like, listen, I've learned all your tricks. So it's very important to ukuthi magotwa sitate antibiotic year 2, 3 times a day for 5 days. We actually adhere to that, because not doing that can lead to resistance ye bacteria.
I'm guilty.
You are.
I mean, you're explaining and I'm just like, I'm guilty. Probably those bacteria is somewhere. And I was like, yeah, now you're hearing this now. Now I'm not going to win. I'm not going to win anymore with you.
Yeah. Don't be deceived. You are feeling better, but the war has not been won. Only the battle.
Only the battle. Yeah, not
so,
the war.
Yeah. Finish the
antibiotic
prescription so that the war can be won.
Okay, going further, we're talking about the infection with the bacteria that are corner. I mean, the infections in South Africa that are corner, and we're once Amanya easily treatable with ama antibiotics, but now resistance is what does it mean to ama patients? It
yeah, so resistance, like I meant, I said, Uguti, it's basically when the antibiotic is no longer effective, which mm-hmm. means let bacteria besukon will seal when I are using a particular antibiotic, it has developed resistance, right? Mm-hmm. So in South Africa, unfortunately, we are seeing that with some of the diseases.
Yes.
For example, like TB, right? Mm-hmm. Tuberculosis. We've seen Uguti, there's resistance. And I think a part of that is because a treatment for TB is long. If you are not able to adhere to 5 days, imagine someone trying to adhere to 6 months or 2 months, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And so with diseases like ETB, we've seen resistance where ama antibiotic got a corner nje to attack ETB, they're no longer able to
attack
even it. With some hospital acquired infections, ama infection abantu bawathola mabasesibhedlela for whatever reason that they are hospitalized, those are also becoming resistant. So manje, it means for the patient, Uguti, we need to find alternatives. They might have to stay longer in hospital.
Yeah.
They might be even more sick because remember I said the pathogen now gains more strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now, they might even be more sick than they were before if only they had adhered to the antibiotic treatment.
Get it. So let's say I'm a student. Mm-hmm. Let's take a scenario. I'm a student and I didn't go to the hospital. I felt some type of way and and I just need a booster just to fight whatever that is happening.
Yeah.
I don't have a prescription for antibiotics. I don't have it. Let me go self-medicate myself. I go to the pharmacy and without a prescription and I buy. How dangerous is it?
It's very dangerous. Uqala nje, pharmacy would not give you without a prescription from the doctor, mm-hmm. right? But let's say your konkoze next door. I always say to people, don't look at isn't was as a next door. But let's say your konkoze, exactly. Don't do that. Or mhlambe your friend was sick and you're like, hey friend, I'm an antibiotic wako.
Usa now,
yabo. So the danger with that is ama antibiotics fight bacteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are certain bacteria, there are certain antibiotics. So research has been done. We would say, okay, bacteria obizwa X will be killed by antibiotic ebizwa UA.
Okay.
So when amauna u bacteria manje obizwa UY and then you get the antibiotic named A. Now you are basically introducing an antibacterial or antibiotic nje that is not even effective in your body.
In your body.
The dangerous thing also is that it might kill some of your normal bacteria
that is in your body. Like me,
exactly. And when that happens, then you are more immune now, or you are more susceptible to ugule. Like your immune system actually goes down because of that practice. So people must not take ama antibiotic that have been prescribed for abanye bantu. Maite ke homodito penduka, only ke homodito penduka must take
that.
Because kuzobe kwenza ama test ukuthi, okay, you most probably have this X bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to treat it? Yeah.
We need A so that A is exactly.
So the best thing, go to the doctor and let the doctor prescribe based on the actual bacterial infection that you have.
Okay.
Because you might be even taking antibiotic and it's not even a bacterial infection. Sometimes it's a viral infection or a parasitic infection. In those cases, ama antibiotic akazosebenza because they're specifically for a bacteria.
I get it. So, I mean, there's a lot of food that we eat, right? There's a we eat a lot of food and it's very nice. I must say we drink different types of colors. We have all juice, but are there any foods or drinks that we commonly use? Interferisha nama antibiotics. Let's say you're taking some antibiotics and obviously you don't know you're going to eat no maine. Are there any foods or drinks that we consume interferes with the antibiotics?
Yeah, so food not so much, but drinks, I'm a bevs. Some research has shown Uguti, alcohol has the ability to basically reduce power, if I can say, power antibiotic.
Yeah, antibiotic.
So they would normally advise Uguti, while you are on the antibiotic treatment, rather avoid any alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
Because like I say, it can reduce the power of the antibiotics, but also in addition to that, it can also cause ama side effects or exacerbate with ama antibiotic. If they were had a potential of having ama side effects,
mm-hmm.
the alcohol might make that even more ama side effects because of that. So for those two reasons, alcohol is usually advised. Wait your 5 days, and then after that, you are able to have your bev.
Do you guys hear? Bev is wrong.
While on antibiotics.
Okay. Bev is wrong while on antibiotics. Make sure, guys, Luna, you finish your courses, because guilty.
Change your ways.
From today. You see, now I know. Because for me, I thought I could take any anti. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
I thought if my sister receive antibiotics, it's an like any antibiotics, like a painkiller.
Yeah.
I took it as a painkiller. If she has it, okay, so I can also use, because there's been situation at home, my sister will be like, do you still have that antibiotic? And I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, oh, okay, give it to me. And then I'll give it to her. And then I think it's because we didn't know the danger that it comes with that we had, like, X, as you explained, you get X and Y. Exactly. I just didn't know, Wuti, it was that dangerous.
It is that dangerous. So I'm hoping, Wuti, abanye who are listening and have also done that.
Yes.
Will also stop. And it's actually interesting because I had a small exercise in my class, mm-hmm. where Abafunde had to engage with an AI persona,
okay.
on Blackboard. And one of my students came to me. It was about, you know, this topic. And one of my students came to me and she's like, ma'am, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty. She's like, I do this all the time. So it was quite interesting because I'm like, okay, we are learning this in microbiology. Let's see how you can apply it. And yeah, in my head, I'm thinking my students are going to go out there and educate.
And
I'm like,
educate. Oh,
we first have to be educated ourselves, exactly. You know? So that is very interesting. And there's nothing wrong with starting today. Okay, I'm an antibiotic. They are for the person who's been prescribed. And they need to finish them and nothing else. And you're born with, if your sister had finished, you wouldn't have said, hey, can you please give
me? Exactly. She also didn't finish her course.
So if she had finished the course, then we wouldn't have the whole cycle.
Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, God. So let's get to it. I mean, we have myths and stuff in Maningi. So there's a lot of myths, as you know, but are there any dangerous myths are corner regarding antibiotics that, I mean, students should believe or urgently need to stop?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think some of them, I've touched them a little bit, but I'll just explicitly say them. So one of them is that ama antibiotic can cure everything.
Okay.
Right? That is not true. They are not meant for all types of ama infection. Mm-hmm. Ama infection can be caused by either a bacteria or ama virus or ama parasites, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So ama antibiotic, they're specific for ama bacteria. So that's the one thing. I know sometimes when people have a flu, they want to take ama antibiotics. But flu is a viral infection, so that might not work out, right?
Okay.
And then the second thing is, when if Usne has ama antibiotic, I can just, you know, grab some from her. And that shouldn't be the case, because whatever that you have, it might be different from what Usne had.
Mm-hmm.
Because ama bacteria afana nathi, they have names, they have characteristics, they have mechanisms. So a antibiotic has been developed based on that. So that's the danger. And then the third thing is, again, we've alluded to this, but I'm feeling better now. Mangiege. Yeah. What, like I said in the beginning, you are basically retreating after winning the battle, but the war, is already, you know, it's still ongoing.
Happening.
And I also like giving this analogy with the third point. Imagine your computer is acting up, mm-hmm. and then you go to the IT department and then they tell you, hey, Yazin, you have a virus in your laptop. You need an antivirus program.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, okay, you are loading the antivirus program or you are running it, and then at 50%, you're like, oh, okay. I'm done. You know?
Yeah.
Is the virus gone in your computer? It's not gone. So the same thing with your bacteria in the body. If you stop taking it earlier, then the risk is that the whatever that was causing the bacteria, it's not gone, so it's gonna come back.
You know what? I'm as I'm gonna be educating other people, I'm gonna use that example. Like they're gonna fast track it. It's gonna fast track. But lastly, before we close, what is that one thing that you want every MUT student or another person who's listening to Hlanganani Midday Show today to remember about antibiotics, or something that could genuinely protect their health and the health of everyone around them?
Cool. So I think the one thing I want them to remember is that not adhering to your antibiotic treatment may not have an impact now.
Okay.
But for the future, it might be a problem to you, because you are not going to finish your antibiotics today and then ube right mhlambe. And then 10, 20 years from now, uyagula. And the same bacteria has come back strong. When we try to treat it, it's resistant.
Okay.
And then now yakumbula ukuthi, oh, if only I had done the right thing 10 years, 15 years ago when I was stronger and my immune system was still stronger. Right? So however you are taking your treatment today might have an effect in the future. In the long run. So please remember that. It's not just a thing of, why does it matter? It does matter, because your body is going to build, the pathogen is going to build resistance, and then we might not even be able to treat you, which is a huge public health problem that we have currently in our country.
My God, Medea, I hope you heard what was being said. I hope you're listening, right, Jaguti? It's very important to adhere to antibiotics. And for those who didn't know what antibiotics are, they know today, and they also know why we need to stick to the rules. Oh my God, kala ngama kelwane. You see that? Antibiotics magisaka fun. I fun ilento. So as I was educated today, you got educated today. Make sure that you educate the next person or co-employee, so they know, so we can stop the cycle, because I just learned it's very bad. It's very bad. But how do we get you on the social medias? How is it?
I'm not on social media.
You're not on social media.
But I am on email. I'm at the Department of Biomedical Sciences. Mm-hmm. My email address is matobela.gekgo@mut.ac.za. And if you know where our building is as well, you will find me there. So please pop me an email or come and say hi, then we can continue our chat.
Definitely, that was a Mrs. Kekgomari
Tswepindu. This is an MUT Radio podcast.